Hello guys, today we are going to talk about college after COVID-19. So no one will pay $50,000 a year to watch Zoom lectures. Once quarantine is over, universities are going to have a tough job ahead of them. Now that we know education can be done remotely, how do they justify their high price tag, exclusively and curriculum? For everything universities do poorly, they do provide some value. They subsidize an extended period of learning and discovery. They provide a nurtured up environment for learning some independence from your parents. And they are useful as filtering and signaling mechanisms for friend and mate selection. But they can no longer claim that being a campus is necessary for learning. It may enhance learning, but not necessary. What we need is a higher education system that blends the best parts of the university system with the best parts of our ability to learn remotely and independently, while getting rid of many of the things that make university so insanely expensive. I have an idea of how this could look that I think takes into account how slow and unmotivated the existing structure will be to change anything. Let's go ahead and look at some of the steps. Step 1. Unbundle professors from universities. One of the draws for the university is the professors you can learn from. You know that we don't need to be on campus with a professor to learn from them. They can teach online too. But there is still something nice about having the option to learn face to face, both for students and professors. Currently, professors have sort of indentured servitude to their university. They have to behave so they get tenure. And then once they get tenure, it's hard to leave, and there are few incentives to do so. The main incentives to leave would be higher pay or access to better students. But with growth in online learning, they might be able to get the best of both worlds by broadcasting their classes online for anyone to take. Students from other universities could learn from top professors without having to be on campus with them. This won't ever be same as in-person learning, which is why professors should have two subscription tiers. In-person education, say let's say $5,000 a semester. At this price tier, you get in-person access to the professor. You can go to office hours, ask them questions, smoke pot with them, etc. Online education, say $500 to $1,000 a semester. At this price tier, you may get to join for group Q&As, but you don't get direct access. Your work is graded by a TA. You get TA office hours, and you only get the online version of the class. But if you are on UCLA campus and you want to study for someone at MIT, now you can. Instead of students paying their school, they pay their professors. The professors pay a portion of their in-person education earnings to the school that's hosting them, and a portion of their online education fees to go to TAs and other admins they need to help run the course. This shifts the power back from universities to the professors. The professors are the main value add of university anyway, so they should be getting the lion's share of the revenue. If a professor is bad or redundant, they won't get students, and they will get fired or quit. Finally, the mark of a good education would shift from what school you attended to which professor you learned from. As a digital database gets built up of career and professor success correlated with different professors, those professors' value would increase and they will be able to charge more and more for higher quality education they provide. The price they command will be on signal of quality, but there could also be some sort of ranking system. You would pay more to learn your core interests from an S-tier professor in person, but maybe you will hire a B-tier professor remotely to bang out that history equipment instead of having to pay gobs of money just to be on a campus. Now you can select when you want to pay more for an in-person access to someone really effective. And the next step would be unbundle students from universities. If you don't need to be part of campus to learn from its professor, what's the role of the university? Universities could continue to exist as a combination of local community and a filtering mechanism. A university is still a great way to find friends and a partner, assuming it continues to filter out people you are unlikely to have as close as a relationship with. When you graduate from high school, your test score would qualify you to attend a certain tier of campuses. You can live on any campus at or below tier you qualified for. So if you get awesome scores and qualify for S tier, you can live at Harvard, Stanford, UVA, etc. Then at the end of each year, you re-qualify for your tier based on your grades and the rigor of the classes you choose to take. Some campuses could choose to silo their qualification criteria. MIT might require you to have taken a certain level of math and physics. You could stay on one campus for 4 years and move around every semester to get the best professors in the person. Totally up to you. Similar to how Minerva has the students change campuses each semester, you could jump around the country or world to get the professor you want to learn from in person. If you are taking more than a certain number of in-person classes on a campus, you can live there for free. Otherwise, you pay room and board. The next step would be unbundle degrees and create tracks. If someone wants to study math, there is no reason to make them pay $40,000 to spend a semester taking general education requirements instead of the current degree system where you have to take a whole bunch of other classes you aren't interested in. Students could just focus on the tracks of learning they care about and pick up other classes. Tracks that could nearly infinite, since they had compromised any combination of in-person and online classes around the world. Universities would create tracks based on how they think you should learn, but anyone could create and publish a track online. Google, for example, could make machine learning track, complete it above and certain grade up, and instantly keep the first few rounds of the interviews for a job there. Each track would have core set of classes to complete with professor options for each set of classes, largely based on the professor tier and reputation. Then they would be recommended additional classes based on what was interesting to you. Tracks that show income potential too and let you compare that to any debt you have to show how long it would take to pay off. This would hopefully reduce the number of kids paying $150,000 for a gender studies degree. Banks could even use your tracks choice to decide your loan eligibility. If you want to sign up for university, bank out the human computer interaction track in a year and a half and start job hunting. You could. Or if you want to spend 6 years going down half a dozen different philosophy and history tracks, go nuts. No more made up content of the 4-year degree. Is this even possible? I think this model a lot. It combines the best parts of the university, local community, in-person learning, signaling with the best parts of online learning, scalable, inexpensive, accessible. But how would the interested parties react? There are three parties that need convincing: universities, professors, and the students. Students seem they would be easiest convinced because they have the most upside: less expensive, better access to classes, more online and remote learning, and fewer restrictions on their learnings. By all this, I think we should try the online model of learning in future for our health and safety. Be safe. Take care, everyone. Thank you for listening.